From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions plans to testify Tuesday before the Senate Intelligence Committee investigating Russian interference in last year's presidential election. Sessions says he wants to address questions about him that arose last week during former FBI Director James Comey's testimony before the committee. Sessions recused or removed himself from the DOJ investigation during the early days of the Trump administration, since he was one of the campaign officials who had met with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. before the election. In January, Sessions failed to reveal his meetings with Russian officials at a hearing before his confirmation as Attorney General.
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I didn't have not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
Sessions later acknowledged he had two meetings with the Russian ambassador, but said there had been no need to disclose them earlier. France's far-right political leader Marine Le Pen and the rest of the National Front Party is focusing on the parliamentary elections being held today. Le Pen is running for a parliamentary seat in the north, where the National Front has a much stronger support base. 6 months ago, senior National Front figures were hoping the party would win 50, maybe 60 seats in the parliament. But recent polls predict only a handful of their candidates will be elected. President Emmanuel Macron's party, the Republic on the Move, is enjoying a wave of support across France. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is said to have appointed ministers to her fragile government amid growing concern of her intentions to resign in the next few months. Senior conservatives told VOA it's only a matter of time before May, who's scrambling to hang on to power, has to go. The fallout comes after May calls snap elections, where the opposition gained more seats than expected. Jeremy Corbyn is the opposition leader.
We have received massive support in this election. I'm very proud of the support we received. I'm very proud of the campaign we ran. Ours is a campaign of hope, real opportunities for young people, and real security for older people. We bring people together.
Do you think Theresa May must go now?
We've made it very clear that this government sought a mandate. It didn't get it. There's a lesson there.
May is still seeking an agreement with the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland that would give her the support she needs to form a government. Saturday, May lost two top aides in a shakeup that media reports indicated was demanded by senior Conservative Party leaders. Iran has reportedly sent cargo planes of food to Qatar and will continue to send more after its biggest supplier cut ties with the import-dependent country. Turkey may also send food after Saudi Arabia sealed Qatar's only land border through which it imported most of its food. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt severed relations last week with Qatar, accusing the small nation of supporting Islamist militants in Iran. Allegations Qatar has said are baseless. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reaffirmed his support for Qatar.
Qatar'da.
Erdogan saying and declaring the foundations that are founded to provide various services in Qatar are terrorist organizations. There is no such thing. I recognize those foundations too, and I know them too. Until now, I have not seen Qatar give support to terror. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is urging Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states to ease their blockade of Qatar, which he said was causing unintended humanitarian consequences and affecting the U.S.-led fight against the Islamic State. Somalia's special forces have destroyed an al-Shabaab training base in the middle Juba region. The U.S. military confirmed it participated with its regional partners as a direct response to al-Shabaab's actions, including recent attacks on Somali forces. Somalia's president said Sunday the strike destroyed a key al-Shabaab command and supply hub, which will disrupt the enemy's ability to conduct new attacks within Somalia. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.